This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hey, how you doing? This is ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 16th, 2021. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME. ARRL headquarters in Connecticut hosted a rededication ceremony on July 15th, recognizing ARRL's commitment to all radio amateurs who enhance the communications capability and security of the nation. The event coincided with the attendance of ARRL's all-volunteer board of directors, who had traveled in from across the country for in-person committee and board meetings this week. ARRL President Rick Roderick was among the speakers.
ARRL operating events and contests are driving on-the-air participation at a high level, encouraging members to develop their stations and practice their skills. We are increasing the visibility of ham radio in our communities through good work of ARRL radio clubs, volunteer examiners, and our field organization volunteers.
Roderick also recognized members of ARRL's Amateur Radio Emergency Service, or ARES, for serving their communities with essential communications when all else fails. In his remarks, ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, reflected on the commitment made to maintain the organization's operations for the benefit of its members during the pandemic.
The last year has been difficult on all of us and our families. We had to learn new ways to work together, and we did. Each of you can take great pride in all we do together here in Newington. They say if you live long enough, you'll see everything at least once. In the 107-year history of our humble association, it has lived long enough to survive not its first, but now second global pandemic. In that time, we've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly that life can represent.
Representatives of the IARU and Radio Amateurs of Canada were among the luminaries on hand. A video of the rededication ceremony is posted on ARRL's YouTube channel. For the second ARRL field day with COVID-19 rule waivers in place, some 4,815 entries, and growing by this time, had been received at ARRL headquarters by July 13th, the majority in Class D home stations. Last year saw more than 10,200 entries in all and nearly 18,900 participants. Before the pandemic in 2019, some 3,100 entries were submitted with 36,420 total participants. As contest program manager Paul Bork and 1SFE observed, discussions he's had with participants this year suggested that even though some groups gathered in larger numbers this year, many participants chose either to gather in smaller groups or to operate solo from home as Class D or Class E stations. With the entry submission deadline looming, the tally of participants reported is 16,166. They made just north of 1 million total contacts. Field day entries must be submitted online or postmarked no later than 2059 UTC on July 27th. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in the Cocoa, Florida area, Mondays at 6:45 p.m. on the 146.94 repeater, courtesy of LISATS. Time now for the AMSAT report. Hams have built some satellites that have lived well into old age. There's AO7, of course. Launched in November 1974, long before many users were born and still semi-operational. PCSAT NO44 is also semi-operational after 20 years in space. Launched in 2001 from the Kodiak Island Launch Complex, battery issues made it necessary to reset the satellite 3 times a year. NO44's mission was declared at an end on April 26, 2003, and dead on July 17th, although that may have been a little bit premature. Since then, numerous attempts have been made to totally recover the satellite, but that effort has stopped. NO44 remains on and active when conditions are favorable for sunlight, usually during midday passes, although by the time it covers about 30 to 45 minutes into eclipse, the power drops. Listen for it on 145.825. Hats off to Bob Brenning, a WB4APR, and his then-crew of U.S. Naval Academy shipmen. The AMSAT report comes to us each week, courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. The first Youth on the Air, or YOTA camp, for young radio amateurs in the Americas was held this past week in Westchester, Ohio. Among other activities, campers operated special event station W8Y from both the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting and from the Camp Hotel. Camp Director Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, was pleased at how things were going at midweek.
It's gone really well. It's chomping at the bit to get on the air. The space station contact went flawlessly this morning, finished all the questions and had about 10 seconds left, and then we've been asylum doing VHF contests within the park. They're getting along fabulously well, which is one of our big goals. Got them in like age groups.
Rapp said he's hoping this pilot camp venture will provide the information needed to replicate the camp over multiple locations for years to come. We also hope this brings a more robust community of young hams into amateur radio, he said. The third QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo is a month away. The live event takes place over the August 14th, 15th weekend, and presentations will remain available on demand for 30 days. Sponsors predict that this year's event will be a great experience for those wanting to improve their knowledge of amateur radio, as well as of cutting-edge ham radio technology and practical techniques. ARRL is a QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo partner. Expo visitors can listen to and engage with nearly 100 internationally recognized ham radio luminaries on approximately 18 different topic areas. There's something for everyone, as they say. Topics include antennas and transmission lines, build-a-thons, contesting, DX controllers, but wait, there's more. Digital voice mode, emergency communications, filters and tuned circuits, the future of amateur radio ham history, HF digital modes, new licenses, power amplifiers, propagation, radio astronomy, software and services, space and satellites test and measurement, and youth in amateur radio. A complete list of speakers and more details are posted on the event's website, www.QSOtodayHamExpo, that's QSOtodayHamExpo, one word, .com. ARRL Audio News is heard in the Villages, Florida, Friday at 7 p.m. on the 444-575 repeater, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on the 444-575 Fusion Digital, and Sundays at 7 p.m. on the 145-21 repeater, courtesy of the Villages Amateur Radio Club. The 40th Annual ARRL Tapper Digital Communications Conference, the DCC, will be held online September 17th and 18th. Registered DCC attendees participating via Zoom will be able to interact with presenters and other attendees via a chat room and have the option to raise a virtual hand to ask questions. You may register to attend, but non-registered participants can view the live stream on YouTube at no cost, as well as chat and ask questions via the moderator monitoring the channel. The DCC is soliciting technical papers for presentation and for publication in the conference proceedings. Authors do not need to participate in the conference to have their papers included. The submission deadline is August 15th, so if you fit the bill, hurry, 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 and submit your presentation or paper via email to Matty Weinberg, KB1EIB, that's Matty, M-A-T-Y, at ARRL.org. Papers will be published exactly as submitted, so watch the grammar and punctuation, and authors will retain all rights. Ad hoc lightning talks on various topics of interest will be announced throughout the conference, and registered attendees will be able to participate in any lightning talk that interests them. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 16th, 2021. For details on these and other amateur radio news happenings, visit the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, or better yet, subscribe to the weekly ARRL letter via your ARRL website member profile. You are a member, right? And let us know where you hear ARRL Audio News with an email to audionews, one word, at ARRL.org. This past week, we heard from Sal and 6SPD in California, Alan in Lynn, Massachusetts, no call sign yet, but he's working on it, and Craig, KD9KNC in Indiana. He's a member of the Patoka Valley Amateur Radio Club. For now, I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME73, and we'll see you next time, everybody.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.